Yo, it is about that time. The annual Spring-a-Ling sale at SleevesSoldSeparately.com, our men's athleisure line manufactured in downtown LA. We got some of the best fits and fabrics in the game. Short shorts, longer shorts, joggers, hoodies, tank tops, lots of great stuff available. 30% off of all in-stock items. We're coming into summer here, okay? You got to look good. You got to look right. You put all the work in the gym. Get the right fits to highlight them gains. Go to SleevesSoldSeparately.com today. Again, 30% off all in-stock items. Our annual Spring-a-Ling sale. Hope you guys enjoy the gear. Let's have a great summer together. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Yo, BJ Gador with the BJ Gador podcast. And this episode is entitled, ChatGPT, Will AI Replace Us? This is a very timely topic. You know, I'm concerned about it, but I'm also looking at it from the standpoint of, can this give me a competitive advantage for my small business? We're going to talk about a lot of things today, all right, about what this kind of means. It's going to be probably a shorter episode. But, you know, I know this is more of a fitness-based podcast, but I also have a lot of trainers, fitness professionals, and content creators that follow us, small businesses, entrepreneurs, as an entrepreneur myself. So I like to be able to keep things going in that direction. But this also applies to, you know, I'm going to actually go through today. This is pretty cool and scary at the same time. I will go through a sequence where I'll ask ChatGPT to make a 20-minute express workout. And, you know, and we're going to go through that process, see what it looks like. And is this a BJ Gador style workout? Or is this just a nice attempt at trying to, you know, replicate the Metabolic Messiah's masterpieces? So we'll find out. And, you know, if anything, this will kind of get a conversation going. There's a lot of different things here that, you know, there's privacy, safety, ethical issues, you know, and really overall, are we going to lose our humanity? Are the robots coming to take us? Before I get into this episode, I want to do a couple housekeeping issues. You know, one, if you're new to the show, I am the former fitness director for the men's health brand. I'm also the author of Your Body is Your Barbell, the definitive bodyweight training guide available on Amazon. I also have a brand new training manual as a Kindle or paperback on Amazon called The Ultimate Push-Up Guide. Grow your chest, chisel your core, and build next level upper body strength with my 5-level progression system, taking you from push-ups on the knees all the way to single arm push-ups and every step in between, the top 66 variations, getting great feedback on this product, 5-star reviews, and it's a great tool for you if you want to focus on a single thing to either get started in your fitness journey or you're looking for some reference material to take your push-up game to the next level. So be sure to check that out. Also, get on the BJ Gador newsletter. Go to thedailybj.com or bjgador.com, whichever one you'd like, and you can opt into my newsletter. I get very specific articles to different topics. Sometimes I'll follow up via newsletter to some of these episodes with the direct links associated with the content we're talking about. And again, this is the only place to find currently new content from yours truly, you know, because again, I since my men's health days, though, I do want to get out there more and start writing articles, get in front of new faces, share my material. But as of now, all of the new content I've made since leaving men's health, it's exclusively available through me. And that newsletter is a great place to find it. All of my programming is available at thedailybj.com. Now, we have three kind of main pathways. You know, one is the Express program for busy parents and professionals, fast, fun, and effective workouts, 20 minutes, minimal equipment. And, you know, that's actually interesting because as I take you through this ChatGPT example today, I'm literally asking AI to make an Express workout. Like, this, is this going to replace me? Is someone going to say, you know what, I don't want to pay BJ for his workouts, but I'm going to use ChatGPT to kind of get, I like his workouts, but I don't want to give him money, okay? Fuck you! But look, this is the stuff that's happening, okay? We're in it. We can't, like, you can say what you want, we're in it right now. But it is, you know, for those that are really short on time, full body workouts, it's really like the style, if you did my past workouts at Men's Health or Speed Shred, Meta Shred, those metabolic conditioning circuit style workouts that give you kind of that general fitness approach. We also have the Grillicorn Gains track, 40-minute routines, more advanced training, muscle gain focus. And then we also, if you're looking for a 28-day jump start, The 28-day post-holiday shred, which really doesn't mean to be post-holiday. It's just anytime you're looking to jumpstart or you want to get shredded for summer, whatever else, all that stuff you can find at thedailybj.com. Also, shout out to our men's athleisure line, sleeves sold separately, manufactured in downtown LA. Lots of sales are available there as we kind of push into the summer. Our wife lover or husband lover tank tops and new material and new look are also coming. That's one of our best sellers. The best tank top in the game, along with all the short shorts, gym shorts, swim shorts, combinations, loungewear. Just get your summer style rocking. This is the time to feel good about yourself. Take advantage of the sun. Show off the gains, okay? Go to sleevesoldseparately.com. I'm talking hoodies, joggers, tank tops, all that good stuff. And then finally, Athletic Greens or AG1. This is my go-to. I actually kind of like that instead of go-to. But my go-to nutritional supplement. Now, many kind of reduce it to just a greens powder or a greens drink. Now, it offers that, right? 8 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables. But it's got probiotics. It's a complete multivitamin. 75 whole food ingredients. You know, so it's just something that I take every day. I have for years. Anyone who does take it, it's one of the best tasting greens powders on the market, though they don't want to be marketed that way anymore. Because again, it is a complete nutritional supplement, but it is. It's not going to taste as good as, let's say, dietary limeades from Sonic. That's one of my go-tos. Got to squeeze that extra lime in there too. Sometimes they chintz me on the cherries, those maraschino cherries. I get upset. Don't do that, Sonic. Okay, I know times are tight. It reminds me too, my wife and I have been joking lately. I don't know if you go to a restaurant, right? And I drink too much diet soda, okay? Sorry. I'm a human, okay? I'm not AI. I'm human. I have my sins. I have my guilty pleasures. But lately, I ask, can I get a lime with my Diet Coke? And they bring me a lemon. So I'm wondering, is there like an epidemic now of yellow limes? And one thing this happened one time recently, they brought out the initial round of Diet Cokes, and there were lemons, and we said, oh, I'm sorry, is there, we meant lime, and they brought out more lemons again. And then my wife was like, you know what, let's try this. And she said, can you please bring us some green lemons? And for some reason, it clicked, and they ended up bringing us out the limes we had originally requested. But the reasoning, by the way, is lemons are much less expensive than limes. That's what it's come to now in the post-pandemic world. But I digress. I'm a huge fan of Athletic Greens. I have a direct link in the show notes, or just go to athleticgreens.com/BJGadour, BJGADOUR, to get 5 free travel packs and a 1-year supply of vitamin D. Very important for overall health, fat loss, especially if you are not in warm climates. So consider that. And let's get into this show now, man. I'm excited to talk about this because, you know, look, one thing that I've noticed, and this happens to everyone as they get older, he's 40. You're just like, when you're younger, you want to be like, there's all this FOMO, right? You don't want to miss out on what's going on. You want to be on top of the current trends. You want to be happening, all right? But as you get older, you don't give a fuck. All that bullshit, you're just behind it. It's like, you know, no one wants to see Uncle Baby Biscuits dancing on TikTok, okay? Maybe I'll throw out a couple dances. You want to see Uncle Baby dance? You want to see the Baby the Biscuit dance? But I'm still posting on TikTok. You know, you can't be a serious business right now, especially if you're making video, if you're not using the number one video app in the world. So obviously people have heard about, and it's in the ether right now, ChatGPT. And what this essentially is, it's an open AI or artificial intelligence interface. This is what it's described on its site. ChatGPT is an AI chatbot that uses natural language processing to create human-like conversational dialogue. The language model can respond to questions and compose various written content, including articles, social media posts, essays, code, and emails. Now, I mentioned this in a previous episode. Movies tend to kind of predict the future. Like, you get these creative visionaries that are attempting to say, you know, what will things look like in 10, 20, 30, 50 years, all right? Or even further than that, as we've seen in some movies. Space Odyssey, you know, 3 of my favorite kind of movies in this kind of realm. The Terminator series, obviously 1 and 2, man, incredible. haven't really replicated that feel since, and their, you know, iterations past Terminator 2, though there is a new Terminator coming out with Sarah Connor in it and Arnold's in it, and they're trying to go back to that original formula. Hopefully it hits. But a big fan of Terminator 1 and 2, her and Ex Machina. If you're looking for some great movies that kind of dive into the topic of AI, humanity, and our interaction, and will they replace us? Will we lose our humanity? Will AI become self-aware? Will they replace or kill us? You know, like, obviously there's different takes on this, but those are three movies that really stand out if you're looking for some content for the weekend or just in general. But with any of this stuff that's new, okay, early adopters have a competitive advantage. So I look at my business career. You know, I graduated from Amherst College in 2005. In the final year or two there, I had already started creating workouts, selling programs, training students and professors. And the internet was obviously around, okay, but there weren't really online trainers yet. And then, you know, when I was in college, my freshman year, we were the third college to access the Facebook, okay, as it was originally called. So I in college and then entering my professional career as an entrepreneur within the fitness space, I rolled out into the birth of social media as we know it, you know, Facebook followed by YouTube, then Twitter, and then Instagram, and then, you know, now it's TikTok. And now things are evolving in such a way with AI that, you know, there really are some crazy applications. Now, it's early. It's not a perfect system, but the reality is, just like it was when Facebook first came out or Instagram first came out or, you know, TikTok, those that got involved early enough and found a pathway forward, you can carve out some real digital real estate and get a real competitive advantage for your business. And then all of a sudden everyone's on it. And then it's no longer really a competitive advantage. And the people that were there first, you know, they get all the spoils. So I find myself, again, initially when I heard about this shit, I'm like, oh God, what else? What else do I have to know? Okay. He's 40. That's one of the things that really, like, talk about aging. My brain is full. Okay. Like, my brain is full. It already, I can tell, like, things that I would always be prone to remembering, my brain is already starting to say, okay, you haven't thought about this, or you don't need this material, let me just get rid of it, because look, this processor, it's not as fast as it used to be, and this data is starting to weigh on my processing speed. So I just find myself not as willing to take in new information that I don't find to be useful, or that distracts me from my focus. And that happens all the time. Like, we talked episodes about efficiency and productivity and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't want to be taken away from the focus of making really good workouts that meet people where they're at and keeping the needle moving in the right direction for our business. At the same time, if I want to keep this business going, I've got to stay relevant. I've got to keep up with the trends, even if I'm getting older. And, you know, one thing that's helpful for older entrepreneurs is to have younger people in their network, right? My little brother kind of keeps me in the game with some things. He'll send me some stuff. He's heavy on TikTok. I don't use TikTok personally. I post in Ghost, but, you know, that can help. But at the same time, you know, you got to be at least willing and able to have a conversation about it, know how it can apply to what you do. And, you know, what I look at ChatGPT as is a viable virtual assistant. Now, I have a couple of virtual assistants right now. I have someone that helps me with video editing, someone that helps me with image design and graphic work. But a lot of times, like, for example, if I need a new thumbnail for YouTube, and the way YouTube works, like, YouTube is all about thumbnails and titles. But yeah, you got to make great video content and stuff like that. But descriptions, tags, they matter, but they're not as important as the thumbnail. You're scrolling, you see something catchy visually. And then typically you look at the image, and if it resonates, you look at the title to connect and say if it's worth clicking. Those two things, like, you know, part of what I have to do now is I've got to go back to all my YouTube videos from the past, older videos that do have a lot of views that have actually now embedded into Google search. And I've got to not only rework those thumbnails to make them more attractive, I got to rework the titles. I also have to split test the thumbnails. You know, you make a thumbnail for, I just did this yesterday for a Bulgarian split squat tutorial video I made in 2017 that is very well reviewed and had kind of a shitty thumbnail, but still did well just because it's been there and people search, you know, BJ Goddor Bulgarian split squat, BJ Goddor men's health Bulgarian split squat, etc. And I made an A and a B image that will split test through a service called TubeBuddy. And, you know, within a set number of time, it'll provide a statistical analysis, which will tell me which thumbnail performs better, and then I'll use that one. But I can split test these thumbnails indefinitely until I get the one that I'm looking for. Because a lot of times, too, with YouTube videos, you think if it doesn't go viral right away, it's a loss. But no, sometimes these go re-viral. For example, when people, this always stands out. This guy made a video about how to do a fade haircut at home. Video didn't do well initially, and then all of a sudden the pandemic hit and people were actually searching. I gotta keep my fade up, gotta stay fresh, gotta maintain the beard trim. Okay, that's one of the few things a man can do to show that he fucking cares. Okay, keep it tight, ideally every 7 to 10 days, but you know, if you have to go a month, I don't know, it's better every 2 weeks minimum, I think, to kind of maintain, especially if we're talking the fade, right? Because it gets gnarly fast. But his video went viral, you know, so you're having to constantly rework these things. Now, I get into this bottleneck because, yeah, I have an assistant, but part of what I struggle with is to find the time to give him proper directives. And like that, and if I can't give him directives, he can't work on the stuff I need him to help me with, okay? So in this example, I made this top 66 push-ups video, and it did okay, you know, a couple thousand views. But I was hoping it would go viral, and obviously, you know, I just don't, the thumbnail does not have a big enough click-through rate, CTR. Like, that's a really important metric. If the click-through rate is high enough, YouTube will start to push it to a whole new audience. It literally can go from a couple thousand views to a couple hundred thousand views if it sees a proper click-through rate. And then watch time, those are the two metrics that matter there. And again, this will tie into the ChatGPT, this is what I'm talking about. But again, I got all this stuff on my plate, and I'm paying this guy in a retainer, and I can't actually get him enough of the thumbnail work because I can't have time to tell him what to do. Because again, if you don't give someone clear directives, he doesn't know about fitness, like I do at least. So I got to be very specific in what I'm looking for. So I used ChatGPT for the push-up video. I asked it, and you can. There's an app for the phone. There's also a desktop version. I asked it to give me 3 viral title suggestions for this YouTube video entitled what it was. And then it gave me 3 different versions of that. And then I looked at which one I think I kind of liked. I could even take that further and I asked it, okay, now give me 3 viral thumbnail suggestions for the particular viral title they suggested. And then they actually gave me like clear directives, like really 3 good options. You know, one of them was, where is it? I can't find the history. But anyway, it gave me 3 legit thumbnail examples and in a second. So I actually just copy and pasted that and I sent it to my thumbnail guy and I said, hey, can you make these 3 thumbnails based on the suggestions from ChatGPT? So within a second, I actually generated something that might have taken me 30 to 60 minutes to think about. And for me, it became like the virtual assistant for my virtual assistants. So there's value in that. You know, I have a lot, like I said, you have people listening that are trying to find a way to get things done, maximize efficiency, productivity. You can't do it all. And sometimes even when you get the help, you don't have the time to properly use the help and properly delegate. So that's an example like, oh, this is how I can use this. And here's the other example, and I'm actually going to open it up right now, because it's very relevant to most of our listeners who like, you know, they like my workouts, but they probably don't like to pay for them. Let's be honest. Do I, you know, please help me. Help me. I'm poor. So I asked the chatbot, okay, ChatGPT, please make me a 20-minute express. Express is the title of our actual program. Full body workout inspired by BJ Goddor. So now, in a second, it popped out what I'm about to read to you, okay? And it did so by literally scanning all of the internet for the videos I've shared, articles I've had, men's health, other places. And this is what it gave. Sure, here's a 20-minute express full body workout inspired by BJ Goddor. This workout will target multiple muscle groups and incorporate both strength and cardiovascular exercises. Remember to warm up before starting the workout and consult with a healthcare professional before engaging in any new exercise routine. How professional. Duration, 20 minutes. Equipment needed. Dumbbells, medium to heavy weight. Exercise mat, optional. Warm up. Perform each exercise for 30 seconds, taking minimal rest between exercises. 7 movements. Jumping jacks, high knees, butt kicks, bodyweight squats, arm circles, forward and backward, mountain climbers, jog in place. Time for the main workout. Perform each exercise for 45 seconds, followed by a 15-second rest. Complete 3 rounds in total. And then it lists out, this would be a good workout. And here, it gives me actually a list of movements and then 4 bullet points for each, indicating technique points and, work time, goblet squats, renegade rows, alternating reverse lunge with bicep curls, push-ups with shoulder taps, dumbbell thrusters, and bicycle crunches. Maybe that's one that I don't really recommend or use a lot. I'm not against it, but I wonder why they chose bicycle crunches as number 6. But, it literally gives a work to rest that I use, and I'm a big fan of it. I love the 40-15 ratio. It times it out so you're done in the allotted 20-minute kind of skeleton I had to work in. And then the cool down, take a few minutes to stretch your muscles, focusing on the major muscle groups targeted during the workout. This will help improve flexibility and reduce muscle soreness. And then note, adjust the weights and exercise intensity accordingly to your fitness level. Stay hydrated throughout the workout and listen to your body. If any exercise causes pain or discomfort, stop immediately and seek professional advice. So, this is really interesting to me because, number one, right now it's just about getting as much content out as possible. People are not only posting daily, they're posting multiple times a day on the various outlets. And what's most impressive to me is not necessarily the workout that it punched out, but it did it within a second. I can make obviously a way better workout than this, and I don't know if this is truly what would be called a BJ Goddor style workout. And if you're a trainer, you literally go through this process, because it's just interesting to see what the AI sees regarding you and your content. This came out, and I'm going to be around for a while, okay? They're not going to replace me for the people that actually are involved in my content, because look, there's no humanity to this workout. There's no heart to it. And the limitations really for this software is they're limited mostly in creativity, specialization, and but for a virtual assistant who's just you tell them what to do, it's a lower skill type thing, this can replace them. And obviously, if you want to do things on a bigger level, you're going to need a mix of actual VAs and some AI VAs to kind of get things done. I think that's kind of where I see the current applications. Because again, it's early in this. So, it's not necessarily perfect, but it spit this out, right? And then I can actually go through and keep I could say now, I'll type this in and see what it says. Now change this workout to a body weight. Misspelled body weight. I still two-finger type. Body weight only or equipment free workout. So I'm taking what, they use dumbbells. I didn't specify what training tool. I just said 20 minutes. Here's what it does. So it's generating that. And certainly this can be modified to a body weight workout. It uses the same warm-up, which was bodyweight exercises, but then it changes the main workout, still 45-15, to squat jumps, push-ups, alternating reverse lunges, plank shoulder taps, mountain climbers, and again, bicycle crunches. So, and the other pieces of the skeleton are pretty, they're similar. So, look, we make 6 new workouts each month for Express, and 3 of them are body weight, 2 of them are dumbbell, 1 single dumbbell, 1 double dumbbell, and then the other is kind of it's either a band, a med ball, or a fusion of both of those tools. So, if I was a lazy motherfucker here's the problem for me. I have, the people that do my shit, they are really high-level fitness consumers. They know their shit, they've been following stuff that I've done for 10-plus years. I've educated and empowered them through the process. They're going to be able to detect right away when this is an AI generated workout or BJ phoned it in. Okay. That's a fact. But what's interesting is I could also kind of use this, maybe I'm having trouble creatively and I just need some inspiration. I might use this to kind of inspire me. Okay. it actually spits out a bunch of stuff, but then I can kind of tweak it to my standards or to my needs. But, you know, from the standpoint of like just needing to get a newsletter out for some people getting started in the fitness space, yeah, this could punch out. Like you could literally try to say, you could try to build a business using my style of training and just like get a bunch of BJ Goddor style workouts using AI and try to do that. Again, most people can kind of tell. I mean, there's a lot of newsletters going out right now. I think not a lot of eyes can tell that this is like they're literally using AI to send out newsletters to you to sell you on their stuff. I can tell because, you know, I've already had been using it for like, for example, in the YouTube example, there are two services, vidIQ and then TubeBuddy, which I talked about, which split tests your thumbnails so you know which has a better click-through rate. But vidIQ gives you, based on like the title, they can give you suggested titles, descriptions, tags, etc., and even suggested thumbnails. So there's AI built into that, the YouTube platform, just to allow you to better, because it's a lot of stuff to worry about just to get a single video out. And it'll just kind of direct you to help maximize the search and just the performance of the video. So that stuff's already like, that's a service you can add on to YouTube. It just plugs in to the YouTube Studio interface. But, you know, this stuff is already there. So, but it spits out something that it's like, this is, it just sounds so AI, you know, like it's so robotic and it's overly repetitive. It doesn't have my voice. All right. And that's, if you're used to my voice, that's when it will matter. If you don't know any difference and you don't really, how many people actually go and look at the video description? The video description of YouTube video is really just designed to help with the SEO or the search. So, if I'm short on time and I don't have time to write it in my original voice, I'll just use AI to populate that. And but again, there's AI built into all of it, so it's just really interesting. Again, I could ask it different questions, or you know, I could keep going through this thought exercise. So I look at, I mean, again, because my ego will not allow me to just plagiarize this stuff and push it out, even though technically is it plagiarizing? Because it's just using. It's supposed to be inspired by me. This is supposed to be, have my stamp on it. I'm not sure if it does, but you know what? This might be good enough for me to put out. If I wanted to put out a new Instagram post without thinking, this would work. I mean, like, so it's really interesting. Like, I don't know where this will go exactly, but I do know that people that aren't creative or well, the AI also lacks common sense. That's the other issue with it too. But I was impressed with what it spit out. And again, it did it in a second. It just, the time-saving applications for this are really where it gets crazy. And then part of what's happening here too, as you interact with it more, you can hone in the responses and get a better, you get more out of it, right? Just like you would with any assistant. You kind of get to know each other better. And I guess the scary part is it's learning more about me as I interact with it. So I'm actually maybe possibly accelerating the process to be completely replaced. Because in the future, you're familiar with deep fakes. It's already happening where like they can take a video of someone and doctor it and it looks like it looks real. Looks and sounds real, and it could end someone, it could cancel someone. But it's going to get to the point in the future very soon, because things are really accelerating right now. Like by the end of this decade, AI is going to just dominate the landscape. And we're 2023 right now, and it's just the start. It's not, you can't do anything about it. It's here, it's happening. But what the fuck was I talking about? This is also what happens when you get older. I just like, I completely lost my train of thought. This did not happen to me even 5 years ago. I had a really key point there. Oh, come on. What is it? But let me circle back to just the. I apologize. This is what happens. This is what happens in a live podcast. You know, but ultimately, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that if it's going to be come to a point where they're going to deep fake me, and there's going to end up being a way in which they can use my likeness, not only creatively, but also my visuals, my voice, and make DVDs or streaming workouts, like, yeah, this could completely replace me to an uneducated consumer. And if it gets so good, yeah, it could actually pull some of you away. You know, I'm looking at this in the standpoint of how do I secure myself in an AI future? Okay? Well, I can't compete with them in this way. All right? Like, in a second, they had a passable workout routine that spat out for free. In a second. So, for me, it's almost, let me just lean into the more classical content creation approaches. Like, my new book, The Ultimate Push-Up Guide, available as a Kindle or paperback on Amazon, right? Like, for my audience, which, you know, primarily 80% men, the biggest age demographic is 35 to 44, but let's say that's, you know, a third, or maybe it's about, hard to say. Let's just say it's 50%. And then 25% are the demos above and below that, like 25 to 34, and then 45 to 55 or something. So anyway, you get the age ranges. But even on the lower end, like as you get older, you get stuck to what you knew growing up, right? It's not just nostalgia. It's just, again, there's a limit to what an older brain with diminishing processing power and already a full database can take in. And we get stuck in our ways. We have our way of doing things. So if you grew up consuming content through books or DVDs or CDs, especially now, things always kind of swing back. They become more valuable. They go through this period where, like, they're the thing, they become obsolete, they're replaced by DVDs, are replaced by streaming. And then everyone's early adopters get big success, and then everyone's streaming, and then all of a sudden, check out my new fucking DVD. Okay? Same thing with books, right? Everything went digital, ebooks, Kindle, and what's crazy, and the launch of this new book, by far, people are choosing paperback over the ebook. And then a lot of people are actually getting both just for the versatility. But what I'm trying to get at is, if you try to compete with, like, it's like me going and saying, okay, I'm going to go try to play basketball, go one-on-one with Jokic right now. Okay, he's at the peak of his powers. No, it's not going to work. All right? I can't compete with AI. I'm going to use it to help my business. I'm also going to be keeping track of what's going on there, because this could, I mean, it's going to have the ability to mostly replace lower skill work, but it's going to take a longer time to really, in my opinion, like, replace creators. But the creators that are using AI are going to get a big jump or competitive advantage on other creators who are refusing to do so or don't want to do it or whatever else. So at the same time, I'm going to focus on what's been the core of what I've done. I look at where people, you know, have followed me and what has done really well. There's a couple routes that, like, if people have gotten these particular products, my original book, Your Body's Your Barbell from 2014, the original Speed Shred DVD through Men's Health, and the Meta Shred in particular, those three products, like, they tend to end up being like lifetime customers, or they'll always follow what I'm doing. So that informs me that, okay, the base of what I've built audience-wise, as long as I can keep that type of stuff going for them, and again, obviously a lot of people now that transversed, came into the streaming space with us, with the dailybj.com, you know, they'll be used to that model and they'll want to stick with that. But it will be harder to get new people. That's really where it is. Like, your current audience, if you've already been lucky enough to build one that it's ride or die with you, I think if we keep serving them the way that we have, they're more likely to stick around. It's really when you change things up on people that really fucking throws them for a loop. But I do think this is going to make it harder for older content creators to find new people, AI, ChatGPT specifically, but AI in general. And then the deep fakes and just completely, you know, replacing our digital likeness. And I don't know what, like, are we going to get royalties on this? Because we should, but how can we control that? You know, like, look how long in the NCAA, how long it took to get name, image, likeness deals. And even then, when you get those, it's like 10 people making millions, and then everyone else is getting like a penny on the dollar. Like, the number of athletes even over $1,000 a year in name, image, likeness licensing deals, it's a joke. And then there's 10 people making millions. High schoolers. So just interesting conversation. I just wanted to kind of start the dialogue here. This is happening. And again, knowing my audience, I share it as like, you know, do I have genuine fear in the short term that this is going to catabolize my fitness business? No. Do I think I can use it to help me get more done? Yes. Do I think in 5 or 10 years this is going to be a real problem for all of us? Probably. So, you know, again, I think, but I'm not going to lose focus on what has built the business, the foundation. And luckily, my audience is more established. They're around my age, and they have a certain way of doing things. But yeah, this is going to hurt my ability to access a younger audience. Absolutely. And that's unfortunate because, you know, really what's so sad is, you know, as flawed of a human as I am, I have a lot of knowledge and expertise and experience to pass along to younger trainers or just younger people in general looking to make health and fitness a part of their lifestyle. And I could see this interfering with my ability to do so as my, well, do so period, but also like do so as my actual self. I feel like it might be the ChatGPT version of me that ends up impacting these people. But just so you know, it's not me. Like, you know that you heard that workout. It's a fine workout. But one thing that stood out to me right away is there was a flow to it, but not in the way that I construct a workout. You know what I mean? Like, there's no artistry there. I don't know how else to put it to you. Like, I can see it, but I'm also aware a lot of other people can't identify the difference in what is a, you know, boilerplate templated workout versus like, oh, he put his stank in it. He stuck his foot in this one. So anyway, you know, I wanted to kind of share that with you. Interesting conversation. Play with it a little bit, especially if you're a content creator or an entrepreneur in need of a virtual assistant or in need of maximizing your virtual assistants. I had a conversation with on my latest, I do FaceTime training and consulting sessions. By the way, that's also available at thedailybj.com. An hour of my time, full focus, whatever you want to talk about. Body, workouts, nutrition, business, any of it. It's just consulting. It's your time, and I'm there for you 100% throughout it at thedailybj.com. But I do a monthly FaceTime with Jeff McDaniel. He operates Fast Fit boot camps in Little Rock, Arkansas. He's been in the game a long time, definitely affected by the pandemic as all of us were, but he made it through. And, you know, he and I are kind of on the same page in a lot of ways. There's a lot of business people out there that are all about trying to get you just to make more money no matter what. And typically that comes at a loss of your freedom, your autonomy, and you just get stressed the fuck out. You end up just doing an endless amount of work. And we're both kind of the mindset, me specifically, that I'm more about like, I built this business. I want to serve our customers and deliver the best product and service, but I can't forget the main reason, like get paid to lift. And that was the original vision of this when I was in college. What do I have to do every day? Work out. Okay. How can I subsidize my supplements, my equipment, my apparel, you know, and make a business out of this so that, you know, I can work remotely from home, live the life on my terms, work when I want to work, travel when I want to travel, be able to get work done when I need to. Traveling, though, that's not always a good thing, but it allows me that flexibility and versatility just a corporate job doesn't have. And also, I make my own decisions. I'm my own boss. There's all these benefits and stuff. But, you know, at some point, is making extra money now going to come at the expense of why I got into this, which was the autonomy, which was living the ideal lifestyle, right? So, and by the way, I'm going to start talking more and more about business. I've got an episode coming out soon, top 10 lessons from being in business for 20 years. And I joke sometimes about being a terrible businessman. It's really more in practice. I know what I need to do because I've been here for so long. A lot of it is, it can be laziness, it can be fatigue, it can be a combination, and it can also just kind of getting stuck in your ways or just, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel. These are things that happen to you if you're in the game long enough. But I really have a lot of wisdom to share with you because of the sheer number of mistakes I've made. And I want to add more of that into my arsenal. You know, I don't want to just talk exercise only. That's obviously the main focus of this podcast. But I try to mix in, you know, the diet piece, lifestyle piece, content that I like to watch, movies, sports, you know, like, I want this to be a more all-encompassing podcast. It not only allows me to keep the conversation going with you more, communicate with you more regularly, but I think it makes it more fun. And, you know, I just, it's a way that I can, you know, from a distance, have you learn more about me, but also impact you in different realms. Okay. So hope you enjoyed this one. A 5-star rating and review is much appreciated. This is just interesting stuff to think about, talk about. And as always, I try to keep my listeners ahead of the curve whenever possible. And in this case, this is the start of this. And very interesting, crazy things are coming down the pipeline. I hope for all of us, the rise of the machines isn't too fast, but it's definitely happening. And these fucking robots are coming to take our money, our food, and our lives. So be careful. Love you guys. Peace.